Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Thanks for downloading this, and my thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. You can find the link below to the website. Do go and check it out. Without their support, I don't think this stuff would be happening. So just to say that. Okay, let's talk about Sir Geoffrey going to court, because yes, today, the former leader of the DUP, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, arrives at court over sex offence charges. So the BBC tells us ever so carefully that Sir Geoffrey has arrived at a court in Newry, which is the place I was born, to face a number of historical sex charges. The 61-year-old was arrested at his home in March, charged later the same day. He has said he will be strenuously contesting the charges, which include an allegation of rape. A 58-year-old woman is also due in court, accused of aiding and abetting in connection with the alleged offences. The BBC won't tell us who the 58-year-old woman is. We don't know. As a further point, we will know later today, I would imagine. But anyway, she may be closely related to him, or she may not. Sir Geoffrey resigned as DUP leaders within hours of being charged back in the 28th of March. So it's less than a month since he was charged. And the party said that he had stepped down with immediate effect. However, here's the weird thing, right? His party membership has been suspended following the outcome of this judicial process, but he's still the MP for Lagan Valley constituency, a seat he has held since 1997. So this is weird. So this guy who stepped down from leading his party, so he has no formal political affiliation, he's not able to do that apparently due to these judicial proceedings, but he is allowed to stay in situ as MP. Is that fair, do you think? Do you think that's reasonable? Because, I mean, can he be found if constituents want to catch up with him and talk about issues? Where do they find him? Because I don't think he's been seen much for the last month or so. The other thing is I found strange is apparently he will not be asked to formally enter a plea at his first court appearance. That will happen at a later stage of proceedings. You would have thought that would have been the very first thing they would have asked him. Or is that just me being ignorant? Should he have, you know, you go to court because you've got charges against you and you're not asked, are you guilty or innocent of the charges against you? Is that, maybe that's the way it works. I know the legal process is an extremely extenuated one. That may well be the case. Now, of course, we have all been warned that we mustn't talk about this case whilst it's ongoing because that could jeopardize the outcome. And I have to be mindful of that as well, in the sense if I'm not allowed to talk about the actual specifics of the allegations, and believe you me, those allegations are fairly well understood by this point. I'm not allowed to talk about that, and I won't talk about that. I will simply ask questions such as, should someone who, I mean, remember, this guy is innocent. Geoffrey Donaldson is innocent of these crimes until he's proven to be guilty of these crimes. And I do think that, you know, people kind of lose track of that fundamental point. Now, you know, so if he can prove that he's innocent, that's fine. I presume he will return to political life, maybe. If he's found guilty, he'll be going to prison probably, which I don't think will be a good experience. In which I also would thought if he was found guilty, he'd probably lose his knighthood. I'm not sure if he's still a Privy Councillor, because obviously those in the Privy Council, as you know, that's an elite little group, the inner circle of the establishment. He's part of that. So we'll have to wait to see what the how this particular case plays out. I'm quite surprised that it's been brought, to be honest. But again, you'll find in the weeks ahead that you'll find all the details of when they emerge. We'll put context around that. But I wonder what it does for the DUP, because at the end of the day, you know, they've tried to pivot very quickly to a guy called Gavin Robinson, and he's the new leader, unelected, of the DUP. He's very much taken the same stance as Geoffrey Donaldson did towards putting his party back in Stormont and legitimizing the sordid Northern Ireland Protocol, which splits Northern Ireland off from the rest of the UK. See, here's the irony in this one. This is, mark my words in this one. The reason that unionism will finally die is because of political unionism. That's why. Because we saw it with the Ulster Unionist Party back in 1997 under David Trimble. They embraced the Good Friday Agreement. It destroyed them. It's not what their base wanted, but they went with it. And the DUP embraced the St. Andrews Accord in 2007. And it's basically, over a period of time, destroyed them as well. It's like my old friend Robert McCartney, QC MP or KC MP, used to tell me. He says, you know, once you embrace, once you hold on to the tar baby, you can't get free. That's the point. Once you embrace these sordid political arrangements, it destroys you. It destroys, I'm talking about political parties now. It destroys these political parties. So I see the DUP as a bigger threat to the union than Sinn Féin, personally. I think that. And I'm not saying everybody in the DUP is bad in terms of their political comprehensions, but a lot of them are pretty much bought and sold for, I might suggest, on one of my more cynical days. But anyway, Sir Geoffrey's in court today. It'll be interesting to watch some of the footage of that. I don't think we learn anything much from it, but I'm sure in the weeks and months ahead, we will get to understand plenty. Thanks for listening.